Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Tuesday, July the 28th. It didn't take us long to have to do another show not about baseball. Spent so much time talking about how excited I was that we were finally moving on to talking about the Phillies and focusing on that, and you know, all the off-season animosity and all that is in the rearview window. And it is. That's not what we're talking about. But of course, who'd have thunk that one weekend into the season, we would be dealing with a major issue in Major League Baseball. And yet again, with COVID-related things, the Phillies at the epicenter of it. If you'll remember, the first announced outbreak at any of the spring training camps prior to spring training starting, you know, the Clearwater, Florida-type places was the Phillies outbreak in Clearwater. And now it's not the Phillies' fault this time, but the Miami Marlins come into town, three-game series to start the season, and now we know that the Marlins are in the midst of a full-blown outbreak of the COVID-19 virus on their team. 11 players have tested positive. Multiple staffers have tested positive as well. So just to break down the chronology of it all, and then we'll get into Rob Manfred speaking last night. And really a lot. Look, this is a big deal, obviously. I mean, that goes without saying. But this is the kind of thing where the season is, in a sense, kind of resting on some of the things that happened here. I think it's clear with the response from Major League Baseball, from Rob Manfred, from people associated with Major League Baseball. I mean, what Stan Kasdan of the Dodgers had to say, a lot of people like that, have made it pretty clear that they're plowing forward here. You know, baseball didn't start just to stop a week in. You know, it is what it is. But at the same time, there is also, obviously, I'm sure, a level of once you reach a certain point, it's out of your hands type of thing. And we're talking about one team right now that is infected to the point where they're going to have to use a lot of their 60-man taxi squad just to field roster, likely. And we don't know when they're playing again yet. But the bigger issue is if it does transfer to the Phillies. So, you know, if this is something where it's not just something that spreads throughout the Marlins locker room, but it's something that is transferred team to team, that raises a lot of tougher questions for Major League Baseball. And we don't know. Look, we are eagerly awaiting the tests of Philadelphia Phillies players. We should find out today some of the results. And I know there's a whole thing with not knowing if those results are official yet or not, or if you need to quarantine and test again to find out if it's actually just dormant and then finally rises. I mean, there's so many angles to this, and I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. I'm not going to get into all that. I'm looking at it more from the baseball perspective, but still it is a unique situation right now that I think the entire Major League Baseball world is looking at. And I think really the entire sports world, I mean, the NFL, a perfect example of, I'm sure, is watching how this happens. What is happening here is a way to kind of, you prepare for what they're going to have to undertake coming up very soon as well. So it's a big deal. It's a big story. Just to go back to how it all happened, you know, and this has made the rounds, but Major League Baseball dropped the ball here. I don't think there's any question about it. If you're looking for, you know, to assign blame, I think you blame the Marlins and you blame Major League Baseball more than anybody. First and foremost, the fact that, and this was circulated by Matt Breen yesterday and got around, the fact that the reason that the game was played on Sunday was because the Marlins, Don Mattingly had a team meeting to decide if they wanted to play in the midst of multiple positive tests. As we know, Jose Urena was supposed to pitch that day, had a positive test, did not pitch. And we knew at the time that there were three or four Marlins players who had tested positive. And yet, instead of Major League Baseball stepping in and saying, we're not playing this game tonight. This is crazy. Let's not play this game. They allowed the Marlins themselves, the players on the team, to say, no, we're going to power through. This isn't about powering through. It is so ridiculous. It's one of the most ridiculous things that has happened in Major League Baseball this year with all the ridiculousness. The idea that a team in the midst of a pandemic was the deciding factor on whether they should go out and take the field that day is asinine. It's crazy. It's insanity. Like, Don Mattingly needs to be suspended. Rob Manfred is just the least compelling commissioner we've ever had. I mean, I saw on Twitter the running joke that he's a cardboard cutout of a commissioner, and I don't think that's such a bad way to describe this guy. But seriously, the fact that happened, and obviously I'm assuming Major League Baseball will learn from this situation. If there are positive tests, it will be taken out of the hands of the team playing. This is not about powering through. This is about putting other people at risk. It's unbelievable. And then when you think about that fact, and then think about watching the game on Sunday and the idea that none of these Marlins players were wearing masks, that no one, knowing you had an outbreak potentially happening on your team, was taking those types of precautions. They're all sitting in the dugout together. No one's wearing masks. It's crazy. What are we doing here, guys? Like, what is happening? Seriously, are we taking this seriously or not? That's the question, because it does not seem like the Miami Marlins, in a hotbed in Florida, had any semblance of taking this seriously. This players meeting thing is probably the most crazy thing that's happened in baseball this year. It is among the craziest stories I've ever heard. The idea that in the midst of a pandemic that it was a baseball team that decided in a players only meeting that they were going to quote-unquote power through. We don't take days off. That's not what we do. You morons. You freaking morons. And it is that stupidity, that ignorance, that has potentially submarine the 2020 season. And again, I don't think the season's going to get canceled yet. I think that Major League Baseball, assuming that there is not an outbreak on the Phillies roster as well, is going to say, sorry, Marlins, you're just going to have to be at a disadvantage for a bit. We're just going to move on forward. Again, I think the worst case scenario for anyone involved with baseball is to start up and then just stop. The financial cost, if we're going to just look at it as a business, which we learned this offseason is the primary focus of the people who own these teams, right? I mean, let's be honest. Let's be real. We know that that is the thing they care most about. There is nothing worse for them than starting it up and playing a few games and stopping. I mean, the ramp up to start the season, getting it going, costs money. They don't make that money back if they don't have any sort of a season. So that is a massive thing. They're going to push. They're going to fight it. It's just when it becomes untenable. And that's the question. And look, again, you're talking, I said this yesterday, and it is completely true that I don't remember the feeling I had on Friday night, the feeling of pure giddiness and happiness to have baseball back, to have the Phillies back. I don't remember feeling that happy or giddy in a long time. You know, I was so ready, and for it to kind of come back and slap you in the mouth this quick, you know, this fast is incredibly frustrating. So where do we go from here? Obviously, again, I just to reiterate, I am flummoxed. I am floored that this is how this played out with the Marlins making this decision. That game absolutely should not have been played on Sunday. As a result, as I'm sure we all know, last night's Phillies-Yankees game was postponed. We do not know what's going to happen. Tonight's game is supposed to be at 6:05. It was supposed to be Gerrit Cole against Zach Eflin. Who knows? I'm guessing they'll pitch Arrieta the next game they play, but we don't even know if tonight's game is going to happen. We don't know if tonight's game is going to get moved from Philly to New York, which there have been rumors about. And also, we just don't know who's tested positive. I mean, that's a bigger issue, is this Phillies team. So last night, after all this happened, or yesterday, the Phillies all went down to the parking lot of Citizens Bank Park. The staffers, the players all didn't get out of their car, all got tested. We are awaiting those results again. Seeing if this transferred from team to team is going to be a massive, massive thing for Major League Baseball, for the NFL, for sports. Again, the idea that if it is something that sweeps through a clubhouse, we already knew that. If it can go from player to player when you're playing baseball, I mean, that's a stumbling block. You know, that's something that Major League Baseball is going to have to be prepared to deal with if that's the case and that's what happens. And look, the Phillies could be a massive disadvantage from a player perspective as well, obviously, if that happens. But then you also have to look at the the spread of it. You know, I mean, the Marlins were in Atlanta for preseason games last week. I mean, do any Atlanta guys have it? You know, the Reds are suffering a bit of an outbreak. The Royals have had some issues. I mean, so it is. And look, again, I think that everyone involved in Major League Baseball came into the season expecting some tests, like positive tests. You know, that was what it was. I think it was billed that way. We all knew that there were going to be people who would get COVID and they would, you know, there was a COVID injured list. You know, I mean, we knew it was going to happen. I think that the thing that we all feared in terms of the return was the idea that it could happen particularly aggressively to one team at a particular time. And that's what we're at. The Marlins are that. I mean, the Marlins are going to be missing a lot of their top players, starting players, for who knows how long. And Marlins are supposed to play in Baltimore. Well, they were supposed to play in Miami. Then, obviously, Baltimore flew home and said, we're not staying here. So they might be playing in Miami. We don't know. The Marlins might not even be playing tonight. We don't know. We don't know. This is such an up-in-the-air situation. We don't know how many games are getting canceled. A lot of people are saying they need to quarantine. I mean, there's so many factors in this that in a shortened season, without a lot of off days, without a lot of room for error, a lot of margin for error, baseball is in a precarious situation right now. And again, I don't think they're canceling the season, but I think that this situation needs to be taken seriously. And I think that what happens with the Phillies and how those tests come back is going to be a major factor in deciding how the season goes on. And look, Phillies players are scared. You know, they're nervous, as they should be. I mean, Jim Salisbury with an article on NBC Sports Philly and, you know, talking, he said, meanwhile, the Phillies players wait and some worry. One told NBC Sports Philadelphia on Monday that he had come into contact with one of the Marlins players who tested positive during Saturday's game. Another wondered if MLB's 60-game season was in jeopardy. So, you know, this is a really, again, precarious situation. And I think it's one where also a lot of the players in the sport are looking for leadership. I mean, David Price yesterday, and David Price, for reference sake, is one of the biggest named players to opt out, one of the highest paid players, might have been the guy who makes the most money to sit out the season. And yesterday, tweeting this out, and I look, this is pretty compelling in the moment with everything's happening. You know, a guy who decided to give up millions and millions of dollars, a guy who decided to give up the chance to play on the World Series favorite Los Angeles Dodgers, a guy who, even after offering to pay minor league salaries for the year, offering $1,000 a month or whatever it was to every minor leaguer in the Dodgers system, still said, I'm not playing this year. I don't need that extra money. And Price yesterday, as this is all going down, tweets this out. He says, now we, all caps, really get to see if Major League Baseball is going to put players' health first. Remember when Manfred said players' health was paramount? Part of the reason I'm at home right now is because players' health wasn't being put first. I can see that hasn't changed. It's a strong statement. David Price saying that part of the reason I'm not there is because you guys weren't putting players' health first, and guess what? Boom. Look what happened. Look what happened. There's no way that game should have been played on Sunday. If players' health were paramount, that game would not have been played. And I know it's the Marlins' fault for making that decision, but how is Major League Baseball not involved in this? How? How? Explain it to me. Explain it to me. Someone explain to me how Major League Baseball is not involved in that decision. How, when we knew, as in Phillies fans, as in everyone watching the Phillies Marlins on Sunday, knew that there were positive tests that came out before the game. I was texting with buddies being like, I wonder if they're going to cancel this game. They probably should, but I wonder if they will. And they didn't. And the fact that we all knew that those tests were there and Major League Baseball had to have known too and did nothing and just let them go ahead and play? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Does Major League Baseball want to finish their season or not? Because they are certainly acting like they don't. And I know they want to, obviously, because they're powering right through this. It is unbelievable that that game was played on Sunday. It is unbelievable that this whole situation has not been handled better. Unbelievable. Really. And look, I don't think in the history of our lifetime we have seen a commissioner as bad as Rob Manfred. Yeah, seriously. He makes Roger Goodell look like the bastion of great commissionership. I mean, it's unbelievable. Rob Manfred has had about as bad a year for a commissioner as we've ever seen. just a joke of a commissioner. He is. He's a joke. Everyone agrees. It's unbelievable. This guy's stewardship in one of the toughest moments his sport and obviously this country has faced has been embarrassing. Embarrassing. I feel like a 13-year-old who loves baseball could have done a better job. I mean, at least they love baseball. I don't get the impression Rob Manfred does at all. Seriously, this guy is a disaster steering this thing. And I don't know why, like, again, like, I was optimistic this season was going to finish. I still am hopeful this season's going to finish, but I don't know how you could be optimistic about a season finishing when this guy's in charge. I don't. Look at how this situation was handled. Everybody knew. Everybody knew there was a potential outbreak there. We knew that they had multiple positive tests, and the game was played. And Manfred wasn't even involved. That's crazy. It's crazy. All right, speaking of him, Rob Manfred, yesterday, spoke to Tom Verducci in one of those classic softball-type interviews. Really not what you would want from Verducci, but whatever. Some quotes from the interview. Manfred said, when discussing the situation with the Miami Marlins, said, we built protocols anticipating that we would have positive tests at some point during the season. The protocols were built to allow us to play through those positives. We believe those protocols are adequate to keep our players safe. Bro, look, it's very clear by the 60-man rosters, the 30-man taxi squads and all that, that, and the COVID injury list itself, that Major League Baseball was coming into the season expecting positive tests and planning to plow through them. Clear. Obvious. And that's fine. Again, that doesn't explain, first of all, an entire team with an outbreak and you guys not doing anything about it initially. That's where you fail, Rob Manfred. The protocols in place. You can't say we have health protocols in place and then that happens because then the protocols are meaningless, right? And speaking of protocols, I mean, let's be real. How many high fives did you see this weekend watching baseball? All of them? Me too. How many times did you see guys spit? How many times did you see guys sitting in the stands instead of in the dugouts? Not many, right? And other than the bullpen. Really, right? And even then, we saw bullpen guys sitting right next to each other in the bullpen. What are we doing? What are we doing? Do you really have protocols in? Do you really have a reason to try and make people stay safe, try and help people stay safe? Because it doesn't seem like it, Robert. It doesn't. It really doesn't. So Manfred goes on. He says, I don't put this in the nightmare category. It's not a positive thing, but I don't see it as a nightmare. That's why we have the expanded rosters. That's why we have the pool of additional players. All right. I hope you think it actually is a nightmare because this is about, look, what this is with this Marlins thing here, this is the line. This is the line, Rob. This is it. Like, this is the bad. This is as bad as it can get without, once it gets worse, the season's seriously in jeopardy. Again, if this spreads to the Phillies, if this spreads to other teams from the field, I mean, we're probably screwed. You know, the season's probably screwed if that's what happens. If today's testing comes out and there are 8 Phillies that test positive, I mean, that's probably it. I mean, they'll power through because they're going to push, but that should be it. I mean, that should be it. It's that kind of case study for me, at least, the way I look at it. I mean, if we can have an outbreak on one team that travels to another team, that can potentially travel to another team, and again, we're not even talking about the other stuff of it, like the Marlins outbreak in Philly with the hotel they're staying at, the people driving their bus, anyone who comes into contact with them, the people who bring them the food, all this type of stuff, especially when they're out playing baseball, they don't, you know, a lot of them asymptomatic, it appears. I mean, how much has this spread to Philadelphia now? How much has this spread to other cities? I mean, we're just talking about the baseball aspect of it. What about the real world aspect of it? There's just so much wrong with this situation and how it's handled. And you listen to Dave Bryce's tweet, and you're like, yeah, that feels right. They don't care about the players. Manfred goes on. When he was asked what it would take to shut down the league, at least for a short period of time, this is quite an answer, considering the situation we're in. He says, a team losing a number of players making it completely non-competitive would be something we would have to address and have to think about making a change. Oh, really, Rob? Like the Marlins losing like 14 of their starters? You know, or 14 of their 30 guys on their roster? Is that not it? I don't know. Is that not what you're describing right now? Nope, I guess not. He goes on. Our first concern is the health of the players and their families and making sure we do everything possible to minimize the spread of the virus to our employees. Then you wouldn't have let them play on Sunday, Rob. I mean, the gall to say something like that, to come at us with, this is what we care the most about, and then they played on Sunday when you knew about it, when everybody knew that there were positive tests? No, that is not your main priority. Don't lie. Enough lying. Enough. David Price called you out, and he's dead on. Player safety is not paramount to you with the way you've handled that. It's just not. It's a lie. It's a flat-out lie. It's a bold-faced lie. David Price is right. Manfred finishes out by saying, I remain optimistic the protocols are strong enough that will allow us to continue to play even through an outbreak like this and complete our season. Just a joke. I mean, Rob Manfred is a complete and total joke as a commissioner. He is. He's a complete and total joke. And the idea that that man is running this franchise during a pandemic, again, I started the season hopeful that it would finish. I don't know. Look, as I said many times throughout this, I do think that the owners, Manfred, Major League Baseball, they want to power through. They are going to, it is going to have to be DEFCON whatever. I never know if it's one or five that's the worst. I think it's one. DEFCON one. You know, from an outbreak across the league and all that stuff type of perspective for them to shut it down. I mean, they're going to have to be, like, almost forced to shut it down because, as we know, as we discussed, to ramp up to play costs a lot of money, and they're not making any of that back. These guys have already spent months crying poor, complaining about the money they're going to lose and this and that. You think they're going to lose all that? No. They're going to push through because, again, as we've said, player safety is absolutely not paramount. It's not the most important thing. We know. We're not stupid. We can see it. We can see what's happening here. Don't lie to us. Whatever. But it's going to have to, so from the perspective of I think it's going to take a lot to shut it down. But even then, you know, with this happening, with this wave, we're three games into the season. Again, we're 3 days into the season. Now, technically 5 days, I guess, if you want to count that Thursday night and then yesterday. And I'm already doing a show here talking to you not about Phillies baseball, but about COVID-19. What does that tell you? 3 days, three games into the season, we're doing this. I don't know how anyone could be optimistic that the season's going to end other than the fact that there's a lot of money at stake. These guys really care about it, and they're going to push through, and player health is clearly not the most important thing. That's the only takeaway we can have. The fact that the Phillies and Marlins played that game on Sunday with everything going on and everything known going on shows you, point blank, player safety is not the most important thing to Major League Baseball. It's just not. Facts. Yeah, a little worked up today. Again, like, because, you know, we were here. We got it back. And then it's for stupid stuff. Like, I get it. Look, they're playing in the middle of a freaking pandemic. And a pandemic where our country is going through a lot right now. And things have not gotten better. You know, we had hoped that when we talked about sports coming back, that, you know, 3 months from then, 4 months from then, the country would be in a much better place. And it's not. We get that. You know, the numbers are just as bad everywhere. And it's just jumping from state to state and it's all over. I mean, I get it. And that complicates things. It does. But to think that, you know, we waited so long for this to come back and for it to come back and then for this type of stuff to happen, it's one thing if just the pandemic is unbeatable in this way that you can't play through it. And that's a possibility. I get that. But when it's stupidity, when it's negligence, when it's not truly following these protocols that you've set up, in so many ways, again, this game on Sunday being played, but then even the littler stuff, the dugouts, the spitting, the high fives. Like, if you're going to have the protocols, enforce those freaking protocols. Like, what's the point of having these health and safety protocols if you're not going to enforce them? Like, they're meaningless. It's like a joke. So, I'm pessimistic today. I'm bummed. This situation sucks. I'm praying that the Phillies tests come back and that there are not a lot of positive tests and that we can move forward. Both as Phillies fans and as baseball can move forward and hopefully learn from this. And, you know, Stan Kasten's comments essentially were like, hey, you know, we're going to power through and you know, let's learn from this. Let's not let this happen again. And hopefully that's what it is. Again, that's what we all want. But this has been a really ugly moment in the 2020 season early. And I think that Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball are incredibly culpable for it and deserve to be criticized. And again, you know, they're the people in charge and you don't have a lot of faith in them. I don't know how you could. So all we could do is hope that these tests come back negative today and hope that there's a Phillies-Yankees game tonight and hope that things don't get worse from there. And that's all we could do. But it is disappointing. It is frustrating. And we can all start the replace Rob Manfred campaign now, because I'm pretty sure we're all in agreement on that. All right. Let's hope there's baseball tonight. If there is, we'll talk about it tomorrow. If there's not, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Either way, we'll be back. So until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.